Available now from Big Finish Productions. Doctor Who, Short Trips.
Voila! A perfect landing, if I say so myself. The village of Little Morton, England. Some healthy spring air, as promised, said the Doctor as he flicked the final few switches on the console and the TARDIS groaned to a halt. Lucy flipped the external door control enthusiastically. Home! She cried, making for the exit. I could murder a fry-up. Lucy, what have I told you about opening the door before atmospheric checks? Complained the Doctor. Oh, Doctor, don't be such an old frump. It's just Earth, retorted Lucy as she stared out into a dingy, ivy-covered alleyway. And speaking of atmosphere, whew, don't think much of this one. Whew. I'm pretty sure you said quaint, not medieval. What year is this?
2005. Though that there is not 2005, he mused, staring at the console.
What's not 2005? Your outfit, teased Lucy. He smoothed the front of his velvet jacket in mock offence while pointing at the readings. No, that, Lucy. She reluctantly traipsed back inside and goggled at the console. Traces of avinium ions. You're not from round here, are you? He said, tapping the dial. Remember, I failed GCSE rocket science, Doctor, said Lucy, rolling her eyes. Well, he continued, havinium is widely used in some galaxies to power a battery that would fit in your handbag, but be capable of powering the Blackpool illuminations for decades, or, indeed, a starship. Lucy's eyes narrowed. Could you still dance round it, though? She said. The handbag? Well, yes, in fact you could, rejoined the Doctor. The device is not harmful to humans as long as it remains undamaged. Let's find out what it's doing here.
Big Finish. We love stories.